a place you've touched with your love. No one gets close to. I can still feel you. 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 Oh, I can still feel you.
Still feel you.
Yeah.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An atmospheric river hitting the northwest. It's brought torrential rain and strong winds, knocking out power to 350,000 homes and businesses. Gunmen opening fire on vehicles carrying Shiite Muslims in northwest Pakistan today, killing at least 38 people in one of the region's deadliest attacks in recent years. The International Criminal Court issuing an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the bombings in Gaza. Former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger is doing a 10-year prison sentence for killing a man in his own apartment. Now she has been slapped with a civil judgment. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas.
No one believes that Amber Geiger will ever be able to pay $98 million to the family of Botham Jean. But if she were to write a book or option the rights to a movie about the day she accidentally walked into Jean's apartment and shot him, she wouldn't be able to collect a dime.
Number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell again last week, remaining near a 7-month low. This is ABC News. A substitute bus driver has been fired from a Colorado school district after abandoning dozens of kids at the wrong stop. Here's ABC's Richard Cantu.
Substitute school bus driver trouble in Castle Rock, Colorado.
I get a call from a complete stranger stating that she has my children.
Ashley Stark relaying that shock. The substitute driver seemed to not know where he was going.
He proceeded to drive around and pass all of the children's stops. So that really scared them. A lot of the kids were saying, you know, I felt like I was being kidnapped.
Eventually, the driver stopped and ordered 40 kids off the bus. Police investigating. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
COVID-19 vaccination rates are higher this year than what they were at the same time last year, according to CDC data. An estimated 17% of adults received their updated vaccine this year, compared to about 13% at the same time last year. Kids' vaccination rates are also up 7.9%. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Q finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. Five plus four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. School officials in Mauston say the district may dissolve if residents don't approve a referendum. The school board approved a measure allowing for dissolution Monday. That's after a pair of spending questions failed in the last two elections. Superintendent Joel Heesch says the district will run out of money when the 2026 school year starts. 13 projects in rural communities across Wisconsin are getting a $24 million boost in funding, courtesy of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The money comes through the Rural Energy for America program, which allows farmers and small businesses in rural communities to install or replace renewable energy systems and equipment. Marquette University's acting president and provost, Kimo Ayun, has been unanimously elected as the school's president. Ayun has been Marquette's provost since 2018 and had been serving as interim president since the June death of President Michael Lovett from cancer. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy and windy today with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 20 to 30, gusting to 40. Tonight, cloudy, still windy, 32 tomorrow. Gradual clearing, not as windy, with a high of 41. If you want to be the one with the best barbecue in the neighborhood, all you got to do is get Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If money grew on hackberry trees and time wasn't such a luxury, love was lovesick over me, that'd be alright. If I could keep the wind in my sails, keep a hold of the tiger by the tail, I have a ham sandwich in my lunch pail, that'd be alright. Yeah, that'd be alright. That'd be alright. If everybody everywhere had pie, we'd be living us a pretty good life. That'd be alright. Hey, go heavy on the good and light on the bad, a hair more happy and a shade less sad. Turn all the negative down just a tad, that'd be alright. Hey, if my dear old dog never got old, if the family farm never got sold, another bad joke never got told, that'd be alright. Yeah, that'd be alright. Yeah, that'd be alright. If everybody everywhere had a lighter load to bear and a little bigger piece of the pie, we'd be living us a pretty good life. That'd be alright.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Alan Jackson, that'll be all right on the way. Today in history, opening farm markets as well. Coming up next, We're going to talk with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron about last night's city council meeting. That's next. FM, WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron, as we talk about the city council meeting from last night. Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us. Well, had the hearing on the budget and all of that. Unfortunately, I guess, for the budget, health insurance went way up.
Yeah, that was probably the one thing about it is we did take about a 19% increase. We were hoping to keep it to around 12. Was able to still work it within the budget. We were able to we cut some other things and so on and able to do it. We had a pretty small pool of employees, and that hurts. If we had more employees, it might help. But again, we were able to pull it together. And again, as we said, that's one of the things that we do have is real quality health care for our employees.
And we were, though, able to keep the levy pretty much the same as it has been?
Yeah. A couple things came into play last night. First of all, we had had some other debt that fell off. The last payment has been made. And I know that we've talked about this before, that there was we did borrow about $550,000. And the combination of that was for the street project that we did this past year on 6th Avenue. It also included the fire trucks and so on, and then also a little bit for the swimming pool to sort of. And so what we're going to do is that money was put on the levy, and we'll start paying it off, and that'll be a short term. It's a 5-year, but we were able to do it well within the levy we already had. The other thing that came into play, and this was what the other thing that came into a discussion later in the meeting, was that we're talking about doing these one block, two block projects, and I know we've talked about it on the air here a number of times. But we learned some new information. We learned some new information from Ehlers, who takes care of our debt, and there's a way of doing this within the budget itself, and then also about putting, instead of increasing taxes, we're talking about using the water bills. There's a lot to digest, as was stated by city staff last night. So no decision was made last night as far as that goes. I'm still going to move forward with doing the project, paying for it in 2026, but we don't have to put it. But again, there's a lot of moving parts. But again, it was not voted on to increase the levy last night to do those projects.
Talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning. Now, I know that the sewer rates are going to go up.
And we still have this big water study that could have a big impact on water bills.
Yeah, that we're in the midst of, as a, you know, and I know as we stated before, we can set sewer rates at anything we want to, but water rates are determined by the state of Wisconsin through the Public Service Commission. And we are in what they call a rate study right now, which there will be public hearings and so on for explaining this. We have this project that we need to do at our well house that just needs to be done. And we're talking about getting a low interest loan to do it and how we're going to pay that off. So this also may come into play as far as with this water study about possibly moving some things over to the bill, the water bill. And again, as we said, but we should know, we're guessing if there's going to be a change that it would probably be about mid-year. At this point here, the water rates are not going to change January 1, but we should have a pretty good idea. The water rate study should be done.
Talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning. Meanwhile, the city's kind of doing a mitten drive for the school district kids.
Yeah, mittens and gloves and stuff. The city staff decided to put together. If you come down to City Hall, there's a nice, brightly decorated box out here. And so they're going to be helping with the mitten drive, the gloves. They're looking for basically new mittens and stuff to include for those people in need. So they're doing that. Also, city staff is going to be on Friday ringing some doorbell or ringing some bells for of doorbells. I was thinking an election or something like that. Going to be ringing for the Salvation Army down at the Duran Fresh Market. So city staff has been involved in some things, and it's really great to have this during the holiday Christmas season.
You have your holiday mixed up. That's Halloween where you go and ring the doorbells yeah, and run.
We're past that.
Meanwhile, though, the city's going to get there's going to be a change for the elections with the poll books.
Yeah, there's a new way to do, instead of doing what we call the old paper poll books, we're going to get what they call electronic poll books. So what ends up happening is right now we go through and have people that we have, of course, we had great turnout. A lot of people come in. You have to sign a regular piece of paper. And then what happens is we have to scan all those in. And so there's a number of things. These electronic poll books are becoming sort of the new thing. There was some concerns last night about security, but they're self-contained. And the only information we send out to the state, then, of course, you can download it and so on. But it should, first of all, make voting easier and a little quicker. It should also make sure we don't need as many poll workers at times. And of course, obviously we struggle sometimes to get people to do those types of things, but it should just be an advantage. So we're hoping that we'll obviously for the spring election coming up in April, we'll have them. The decision was made not to spend over $4,500 for the purchase. If we have a spring primary, which would be in February, again, we'll have them in operational for the spring elections.
Meanwhile, the city's come out in support of a grant. This is the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Grant that Pepin County and Dunn County and Landmark Conservancy have been working on to buy the bike trail from Xcel Energy.
Yeah, we had actually gone on record several months ago in favor of it and sent a letter of support. There's been preliminary approval of that. We received a letter, so we decided to go ahead last night and pass a resolution just supporting it. It's obviously a good thing. It's great for the community, great for tourism and those types of things. Part of it, of course, since it lies in the city of Duran, we were able to give that option, but a resolution was passed last night to support, and hopefully this goes from preliminary to final approval and they're able to move forward with the project.
Meanwhile, Xcel Energy is still in the process of selling the older railroad right away and that property in the city of Duran, and the city's purchasing one parcel of that.
Yeah, we're in the process of finalizing it. If people know where our sewer plant is, it's sort of downriver to the south end of town. They're trying to, obviously, as I said, that's the bike trail's one thing. There is about, it's under 4 acres right next to the sewer plant. We went ahead last night and going to finalize an offer on that. And it looks like hopefully we're going to be able to get that process. It will help us in the future if we have to expand if we have to expand the sewer plant. It'll just give us the options that we need with that. So moving forward with that, the council approved that last night.
And finally, we have a new squad car.
Yeah, this is one of the other things that we did. It was funny because we had to move forward pretty quickly on it, but we decided to go ahead. We put money away every year to buy a squad car, and we're in a situation where we decided to take money out of this year's budget since we had some available to go ahead with the purchase. The chief was obviously able to get one already in stock. We're already working to forward to getting this into our fleet in January. But again, the council did go ahead and approve that. We're going a little bit different. This is the first time we bought a Dodge. It's going to come from Ewald. It's obviously on the state contract and so on. But as we said, it looks like it was the time for the replacement of this. And as we said, we're looking to have this in our fleet in January.
That is Duran Mayor Patrick Miller. You're listening to WRDN.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee, so you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th, so call now, and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, what's on your mind? When you see me pull up in your drive, do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy. And tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a dinner and your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your head down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up till the sun? howl at the moon. Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Go to Vegas, stay up all night. See if we can find a cheap flight. Little 7, come 11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me? To the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city. Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Or maybe just a little, I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance too slow? Go find out a two-lane road. And then to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down? Play a little truth or dare now. Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me do I make you want? Do I make you turn into some? Tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go fly down a two-lane road. Find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now. But we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now. Just wanna take you there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow?
And even though it may be too late, I want you to know I still love you so. Every car I meet looks like your car. Every movie I see, you play the leading part. You're on my mind. Can't leave you behind. When I close my eyes, you're all I see. In the dark of night, you're in my dreams. Throughout the day, you're always there. When I close my eyes, in my mind I know you're far away, but here in my heart nothing has changed. I'm still holding you like I used to. On a busy street, in a crowded room, wherever I go, it's just me and you together again. girl, it never ends. When I close my eyes, you're all I see. In the dark of night, you're in my dreams. Throughout the day, you're easy to find. You're always there when I close my eyes. When I close my eyes,
show Mondovi Buffaloes from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get a bandy. As you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get a bandy. I just had to let you go, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah. Oh, I just had to let you go, no, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah. Was someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get up and leave.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Thomas Rhett and Beautiful As You, and good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. This reminder, Durand Holidazzle Day is coming up on November 30th. That's Saturday, November 30th, with the big Holidazzle Parade at about 6:30 through downtown Durand. There'll be other activities as well at Memorial Park throughout the afternoon. And don't forget about the Ho 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 Craft Show as well on November 30th, starting at 9 a.m. at Durand Arkansas High School. Visit Durand Improvement Group's website for a complete rundown of events. Let's run down today in history for this November 21st. 1922, Rebecca Felton of Georgia becomes the first woman to serve in the United States Senate. 1958, Baseball Hall of Famer Mel Ott
passed away at the age of 49. 1976, the movie Rocky, starring Sylvester Stallone, opened in theaters. 1980, 87 people died in a fire at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. 1980, 83 million people tuned in to Dallas to find out who shot JR. My dad was like, who cares? Didn't watch it. Also, in 1987, actors Demi Moore and Bruce Willis got married at the Little White Chapel in Vegas. 1988, Baseball Hall of Famer Carl Hubbell passed away at the age of 85. 1993, actor Bill Bixby passed away at the age of 59. He's best remembered for his roles in My Favorite Martian and The Incredible Hulk. I remember him from that. Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. No, I wouldn't. You'd turn green, rip up your clothes, and tear the place apart. In 2015, Democrat John Bel Edwards won Louisiana's governor's election. He became the only Democrat governor south of Virginia. And in 2017, actor David Cassidy passed away at the age of 67, best known for his role as Keith Partridge on The Partridge Family. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Jerry Baron Sons and Provisions Healthcare.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, December milk down 17 at 1898. January down 22 to 1878. February down 20 to 19 even. March milk down 22 to 1919. Live cattle markets are mixed. Feeder cattle moving mostly higher. A lot of expectations for the export inspections report, so we have a lot of positioning ahead of that. We've had some mixed box to beef prices, and that has continued to pressure especially the live cattle markets. Hog markets moving mostly higher again. The trade positioning ahead of that export inspections report due out today. December live cattle down 12 cents to 186.17. November feeder cattle up 10 cents to 254.90. December hogs up 45 cents to 80.97. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today. Escalations in the war between Russia and Ukraine did have wheat moving higher, at least earlier this week. But now we have some profit-taking happening in the markets. The South American weather forecast also remains favorable for the next few weeks, allowing many areas to see one of their best starts to the growing seasons in years. December corn down 2 1/4 to 428. New crop 25 down 1 3/4 to 439 1/4. January beans down 4 3/4 to 985 3/4. New crop 25 down 6 to 1009 1/4. December wheat down 2 1/4.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Join the Cottage this Saturday from 8 till 4 for the Ornament Odyssey, a small business shop hop featuring the Cottage and five other small businesses between Durand and Nelson. The Cottage and all the participants will be offering a free ornament with any purchase. Collect all six. Door prizes and event specials will be offered along the way. Maps are available at the Cottage, downtown Durand. Spread some festive cheer and support local businesses with the Ornament Odyssey this Saturday from 8 till 4.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy and windy today with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 20 to 30, gusting to 40. Tonight, cloudy, still windy, 32 tomorrow. Gradual clearing, not as windy with a high of 41. If you want to be the one with the best barbecue in the neighborhood, all you got to do is get Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late, I leave in plenty of time, shaking hands with the clock. I can't stop. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. It says I'm running behind. I bet I pick up my pace. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. Until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
I can take the rain on the roof of this empty house. That don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while. Even though going on with you gone still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to do.
Dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company, but my baby just called me on the phone. And from the sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox, and it ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, my whole place might burn down. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now her arms are open, are probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Hey waitress, could you cancel that order? But if it's too late, I'll take to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her open, the houses are probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Right now her arms are open, the houses are probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Yeah, I left something turned.
Song about trains. In midnight taillights tearing down a highway or some other heartbroken cliche, but there's nothing but blue skies far as I can see. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. How in the hell can I watch the big game? Without
based on nothing to do but fish all day long.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Riley Green, damn good day to leave. 9:52. I'm Brian Winnekins. This reminder, the Faith Lutheran Church's 4K Fun Run Gobble Wobble that will benefit the Faith Lutheran Church's Sunday Supper program is next Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, starting at 7:30 in the morning. That'll be right at Faith Lutheran Church. For more information, visit the Faith Lutheran Church's Facebook page. Well, an ultra-rare silver coin from colonial America has been sold, and boy, it's worth a whole bunch of cash. The three-pence coin was made in 1652 in Boston. It's only one of two ever recovered. Now, the other one's part of the collection at the Massachusetts Historical Society. It was found in 2016. Get this, one of two ever made, found in 2016 sitting in a box in the Netherlands. Just sitting there, hanging out, becoming more valuable with each passing day. It's going to be auctioned off. They're expecting that three pence coin sitting in a box in the Netherlands to sell for $2.5 million.
Today, I sentence you to lunch in jail. That's right, jail. The Cell Block in downtown Durand features a homemade soup and salad bar Tuesday and Wednesday from 11 to 2 and all day Thursday and Friday during Fish Fry Fridays. Join the Cell Block for bingo Tuesday nights at 6:30 and open mic every second and fourth Thursdays from 6 to 9 p.m. Visit the Cell Block's Facebook page for daily specials and get yourself locked up for lunch today at the Cell Block in downtown Durand.
Every single day, thousands of Wisconsin Credit Union members use our online banking services and mobile app to conveniently handle all their normal banking needs, like transferring money between their accounts or into other members' accounts, using Bill Pay, which lets them pay and keep track of all their monthly bills, all in one place. Plus, depositing checks remotely with their smartphone. And another feature that even lets them instantly send money to family and friends with a simple click or two. And rest assured, all these services are safe and secure. Easy to set up and learn, too. You can get started in just minutes. If you'd like help, check out our online video tutorials. Give us a call or stop into any office. We're always here for you. So, if you're still not taking advantage of all these free time savers, consider the thousands of Wisconsin Credit Union members who are. Clearly, there just might be something to this. Online and mobile banking from Wisconsin Credit Union. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
So, this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, it's Sunday morning and the sun is shining in my eye that is opened and my head is spinning. Was the life of the party. I can't stop grinning. I had too much
much tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fight? Now wait a minute, things don't look too familiar. Who is this cowboy who's sleeping beside me? Well, he's awful cute, but how'd I get his shirt on? I had too much tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fights? Shooters, I'd love to drink them down. Come on, bartender, let's have another round. Well, the music is playing and my spirits are high. Tomorrow might be painful, but tonight we're gonna fly. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Every time we get together, I sure have a amigo. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fights? Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Shelley West, Jose Cuervo, 9:59. I'm Brian Winnekins. Thanks to Duran Mayer, Patrick Milliron for joining us this morning. If you missed that interview, it's now available on our podcast at realcountry1430.com. Just click on the podcast tab and you'll find it there. Well, next week, of course, is Thanksgiving. And today is National Stuffing Day today. Well, some cooks choose to stuff the turkey with crusts of bread, vegetable, herbs, and spices. Others prefer a similar dish alongside the turkey using drippings to moisten it. Ah, yes. Either way, each preparation is a personal preference or family tradition. The difference is the first is called a stuffing. The later is referred to as a dressing.